have enough weapons to win the war? I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Ukraine's president makes a renewed appeal for missiles and fighter jets during an exclusive interview with Fox's Brett Baer, also saying when deliveries of military aid are delayed, people ask questions.
Maybe there is some game behind it. I don't want to believe that some partners of ours are playing games.
That interview airs an hour from now on Special Report. Ukraine is denying Russian claims that it launched a helicopter attack on a fuel depot in Russia. This is the two sides resumed talks aimed at ending the war. The fate of Mariupol could be a focal point after more efforts to evacuate civilians were disrupted by Russian forces, despite plans for a humanitarian corridor. Critics of President Biden's immigration policy say the CDC's new decision will make the crisis even worse.
Asylum limits put in place as a public health order during the Trump administration will be lifted next month. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the order suspending the right to introduce migrants into the U.S. is no longer necessary. The policy, known as Title 42, will stop being enforced May 23rd, the CDC says, to give border officials time to prepare. Administration officials believe ending the policy will significantly increase migrants arriving at the southern border.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The Homeland Security Secretary says they're increasing capacity to process new arrivals and will increase personnel and resources as needed. But along the border, agents have said they're already overwhelmed. Welcome news for hospitals on the front lines of the pandemic for 2 years now. The number of hospitalized COVID patients nationwide plunging more than 90% in the past few months, the lowest weekly average since 2020. Though health officials are still tracking rising cases of a new subvariant. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
California-based Disney and the state of Florida may have a lengthy fight ahead over a new Florida ban on discussion of sexuality in younger grades.
Some Disney execs here in Burbank have been very open about expanding and introducing, promoting more queer and non-gender-specific characters in Disney programming. Also very vocal about opposing that Florida law, yet seemingly silent about doing business in countries like China or introducing now Disney Plus in countries where homosexuality is banned. Florida Governor DeSantis signed that bill on Monday that banned schools from teaching sexual orientation and gender orientation to toddlers and children under 8. Disney responded, saying its corporate goal is to get that law repealed and to defeat it in court.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. Florida lawmakers may also consider revoking a decades-old law that gives special privileges to Disney, one of the state's largest employers. The jury now has the case against four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, though they won't start deliberating until Monday. In closing arguments, prosecutors describe the defendants as anti-government extremists filled with rage. Defense attorneys say FBI agents and an informant turned the men into plotters. A man arrested with a car full of weapons on the day of the Capitol riot is heading to prison.
A federal judge in D.C. is sending Lonnie Leroy Kaufman to prison for nearly 4 years. Kaufman is 72 years old and was charged with having an unlicensed pistol. He's an Army veteran who served in Vietnam. His truck parked on D.C. streets had firearms and Molotov cocktails. Though Kaufman insists he had no plans to harm people, but wanted to be assured of the security of the 2020 vote. Kaufman is one of 9 defendants to be sentenced to longer than a year. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Stocks finish higher after a volatile session, the Dow up about 140. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.